Welcome back, episode 57 for Saturday, December 14th. With optimized battery charging, your iPhone learns your daily charging habits, improving the life of your battery. And iPhone 11 Pro Smart Battery Case Review. Let's get started. This is John Scudder. A sincere thank you for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast, and happy holidays. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. In this episode, we are going to discuss the optimized battery charging feature on your iPhone, why it's important, and how it learns about your daily charging habits to improve the lifespan of your battery. We will also review the Apple iPhone 11 smart battery cases for those days where you will be away from power and don't want the bulk of an additional battery pack. Let's start by talking about batteries in general. A battery's lifespan is related to its chemical age, which is more than just the length of time since the battery was assembled. A battery's chemical age results from a complex combination of several factors, including temperature history and charging pattern. All rechargeable batteries are consumable components that become less effective as they chemically age. As lithium-ion batteries chemically age, the amount of charge they can hold diminishes, resulting in reduced battery life and reduced peak performance. Let's now learn more specifically about the iPhone battery and performance and how to maximize battery performance and lifespan. iOS 13 uses optimized battery charging to slow the rate of battery aging by reducing the time that your iPhone spends fully charged. Your iPhone uses on-device machine learning to understand your daily charging routine so that it can wait until you need to use your iPhone to finish charging past 80%. Charging in this way reduces the wear on your battery and improves its lifespan. Optimized battery charging is active only when your iPhone predicts that it will be connected to a charger for a long period of time. Optimized battery charging is on by default when you set up your iPhone or after updating it to iOS 13. If you notice that your iPhone is often only partially charged, for example, if you don't charge your iPhone overnight, you can go to Settings, Battery, Battery Health, and turn off optimized battery charging. We will cover this more in depth in a second. When optimized battery charging is active, a notification on the lock screen says when your iPhone will be fully charged. If you need to have your iPhone fully charged sooner, touch and hold the notification and then tap Charge Now. Apple is using intelligence to figure out when you need a full charge and when you don't. This option is especially important to those who keep their iPhones for a while and want the most out of their battery life. I and many Apple enthusiasts are in the Apple Upgrade program, so after a year, this feature isn't so important. This new option helps slow the rate of battery aging by reducing the time your iPhone spends fully charged. iPhone uses on-device machine learning to understand your daily recharging routine so it can wait to finish charging past 80% until you need to use it. Let's say that by analyzing your usage habits, your iPhone has determined that you always plug in your phone around 10 p.m. and leave it plugged in until 7 a.m. the next morning. One day, you plug it in at 4 p.m. It's unlikely that your iPhone will only charge to 80% because, based on your past usage, it knows that much charge will easily take you to your usual 10 p.m. charge time. That's probably an oversimplification. Apple's algorithm is more complicated, but nothing could be worse than running out of charge because your iPhone decided you would only need 80% and was wrong. In these cases, I often have an Apple battery case or an extra battery. Regarding battery cases, I would stick to the Apple's battery case. It may be tempting to go to eBay or Amazon and buy a third-party battery case that is probably half the price. But please learn from my experience. You will have wasted a lot of money and not have a better case. I have found the Apple cases to be the most reliable and have the most features. There are new battery cases out there for the iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, and iPhone Pro Max. I have the iPhone 11 Pro Max and found it to be great, especially when I'm going to be out the whole day. The hope is with optimized battery feature enabled, you don't actually experience any real practical difference in how often you need to charge. But after owning your phone for 3 or 4 years, the battery might only hold 80 to 90% of the charge it did when it was new, instead of 50 to 60%, so you don't need to replace it. Now that you know a little bit more about battery optimization, let me tell you how to enable the feature step by step. You probably should give this a try. So this is what you do. Number one, you open the Settings app. Number two, you tap on the battery category. You'll see a bunch of battery stats. These are great to take a more in-depth look at your battery use. There will also be a low power mode toggle up top. Number three, tap on battery health. Number four, in the battery health section, you'll see a representation of how much maximum capacity your battery has left, a good indication of how far it has degraded, along with the toggle for optimized battery charging. And number five, and finally, toggle on enable optimized battery charging. With optimized battery charging enabled, you might sometimes see your battery stop charging at 80%, but don't be concerned. Just go ahead and make a charge higher and use your phone as normal. If Apple's intelligence about your battery use habits is correct, you shouldn't run out of charge. If you do, be sure to use the feedback app to let Apple know that its software isn't behaving as you expect. I'll give you some other tips for improving battery longevity in your iPhone and other accessories. Avoid excessive heat. Charging up your phone in a very hot car is a bad idea. Rapid changes from very cold to very hot are bad for your battery too. Try not to let your battery completely discharge. Keeping it above 20% or so, if possible, may help it last longer. If you're going to leave your iPhone unused for a week or more, run down the battery until it's below 80% and above 30%, then power it down completely. Know your usage habits and don't fully charge your iPhone when you don't need to, even if the optimized battery charging feature might charge it further. To sum this up, the current models of iPhone batteries wear out from more than just charging and discharging or holding on to maximum charge. Your iPhone has sophisticated charging circuitry to help keep the battery in good health, so you shouldn't be expected to do much to keep your battery working well. I hope that helps explain more about the feature and the reason it exists. Let's now take a look at the Apple Smart Battery Case available for iPhone, engineered for the iPhone 11 Pro. The Smart Battery Case gives you even longer battery life while offering great protection. Inside, a soft microfiber lining helps protect your iPhone, and on the outside, a soft touch finish of the silicone exterior feels great in your hand and doesn't slide. A soft elastomer hinge design makes it easy to put on the case and take it off. The case features a dedicated camera button, which is new in this model, that launches the camera app whether the iPhone is locked or unlocked. A quick press of the button takes a photo, and a longer press captures a quick take video. It also works for selfies. The Smart Battery Case is also compatible with Qi certified chargers. You can charge your iPhone and battery case simultaneously, and when fully charged, the Smart Battery Case delivers up to 50% longer battery life. You can see one of these examples at the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutes.blubrry.net. This results in increased talk time, internet use, and even longer audio and video playback. With the smart battery case on, the intelligent battery status is displayed on the iPhone lock screen and in the notification center, so you know exactly how much charge you have left. The case can be charged even faster with USB PD compatible chargers. It also supports lightning accessories such as ear pods with lightning connector, which is included with your iPhone, or the lightning digital AV adapter. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. If you are interested in joining the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, we offer a discussion board to talk about podcast topics. I also add articles from other tech journalists that are especially good. You can find it by searching for the Mac Minutes podcast group. It's free to join. Mac Minutes provides no spam, no advertising. All we care about is tech and our Mac Minutes listeners. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Deezer, and Spotify. Have a great week, happy holidays, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.